and more. Sign up for the Ham Radio newsletter at KAXE.org.
You just heard a rebroadcast of Ham Radio, a program produced here at KAXE by Heidi Holton with Amy Thielen and made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. We receive support from the U of M Extension Forestry, hosting the Minnesota Woodland Steward Program in Itasca County to help develop a deeper understanding of forest stewardship and manage fire risk. Registration open until August 10th with a discount for Itasca County landowners. More info at My Minnesota Woods on Facebook. Also want to thank Clacko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Tap room was open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday, noon to 6. More at ClackoBrewing.com.
This is American Roots for July 4th weekend. And here's the guitar singer that the people of Macomb, Mississippi call Mr. Sip, beloved for his blues and gospel music.
For me, I think blues and gospel is first cousins. And in my eyesight, they do express the same thing. There's pain in gospel. You talk about the pain, then you talk about the Savior. In blues, you talk about the pain, and then you talk about whatever saves you from that pain.
Mr. Sip is known by his family as Castro Coleman. Now at age 48, there is a life-size statue dedicated already to his prowess in roots music. To the outside world, Macomb is best known for its late hometown hero, Ellis Otha Bates. Globally remembered as the R&B rocker Bo Diddley, famed for his Hambone-inspired Bo Diddley beat, African rhythms, rock and roll, and blistering guitar. May the 4th be with us on American Roots.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Old Dilly called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby of Sunday cold. Old Dilly called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby of Sunday hat. We'll be right back.
come to my house with black cat bones. Take my baby away from home. Above that photo, where they been? Up to your house, I'm gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
Hi there, guys and dolls. I guess you're looking around the walls to try to find out who this is. Well, I'm right here at American Roots, and I am the one and only Bo Diddley. Put it in your hat, because it's fat.
You can't judge apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. Judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. I gotta say, you got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Can't judge a book by the cover. Bo Diddley, 1962, his last chart hit. The song written by Willie Dixon. Before that, 1955, Bo Diddley introducing himself with his namesake song recorded in Chicago's Chess Studios. We'll go a bit north of Mississippi to the Tennessee homes of two R&B greats. First, Coco Taylor, born Cora Walton in a sharecropper's cabin on a cotton plantation in Bartlett, Tennessee. She's often called the Queen of the Blues. Coco's daddy wanted her to stick with gospel, but with her siblings made her own guitar from baling wire and a fife from a corn cob to play blues. By 18, in 1962, she was singing blues for Chicago's Chess Records and producer Willie Dixon, and that included 1975's Voodoo Woman.
They call me the Voodoo Woman. The sky began to cry.
looking dead at you. I got dust from a rooster. I got a black spider bone.
Up this morning and sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you want to go. But it's high time, baby, that you should know. Got me a man at four. Some women cry when a man leave them dry long slow, but I found out something long time ago. One monkey don't stop the show. One monkey don't stop the show. So when he get too big for his pants, get a spring brand new one and give him a chance. Chicken hearted and crying when he'd walk out the door. Cause I was just young and simple. Ha! Ain't like that no more. Cause I had a hard way to go before I learned to school. But I'm here to tell you, and I should know. One monkey don't stop the show. One monkey.
One monkey don't stop no show. One of the great put-down lines for those deserving it. That's Big Maybelle, known by her family as Mabel Louise Smith from Jackson, Tennessee, singing in 1955. That was the B-side. The A-side was her original version of Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On, later made famous by Jerry Lee Lewis. Having tipped our hat to classic R&B and rock roots from the 1950s onward, we'll meet up with an all-around Macomb, Mississippi blues and gospel singer making it happen today by the man they call Mr. Sip in a minute on American Roots.
You're listening to American Roots on KAXE. Thanks for listening this morning and for being with us today. Coming up at 1 o'clock, you are on the river. Susan Lick is your host today. And at 3 o'clock, it's Shiro's. And at 4, the history of jazz with Paul Kivi. We receive support from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. And we'd like to thank Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through their monthly First Friday Art Walks and more. Information is available at grandrapidsarts.org. Lake Bemidji State Park has reopened with limited access. The campground, beach, and Rocky Point Trail are all open. All other trails will remain closed until further notice. Here is more from American Roots with Nick Spitzer.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Castro Coleman, also known as Mr. Sip, was born in Macomb, Mississippi. He grew up hearing his parents, grandfather, uncles, aunties, and cousins playing and singing music at home and in the church. He was also influenced by professional gospel groups, as well as the bluesman B.B. King, who inspired Mr. Sip to pick up the guitar at age 6. Sip would go on to play B.B. King in the CMT Network series Sun Records. Mr. Sip has gone on to receive many blues and gospel awards, but he has never let his music be defined by one style.
Even though I was in my parents' Christian home, I never looked at myself as a gospel musician. I looked at myself as a musician. Early on, I began to study music and the theory of music, and I never read in the books where there was a gospel C or a blues C or a blues F sharp or a gospel F sharp. So I still sing gospel songs, and even now in my career as Mr. Sip, my show consists of, you know, some gospel, blues, funk, soul, the whole nine yards, because I just don't want to be labeled as a blues musician or a gospel musician. I am a musician, period.
When I hear Mississippi, the first thing I think is Mississippi.
Yes, Mr. Mississippi.
That's but I also think of somebody who might like to take a sip once in a while. Are you somebody that has a sip, or are you pretty much stay off the sauce?
Well, no, I will sip, but it's going to only be on water, Powerade, juice. Yeah, I stay away from the tonic, man. Purified life, man, creates purified music. Purified music creates purified relationships. Relationships just creates a purified universe. So.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever worked from the pulpit to preaching?
I feel like everything I do is somewhat from the standpoint of a preacher. In my music, I am delivering the good news.
Amen.
Whether, you know, whether it's blues, gospel, it's all good news for me. So I consider myself Pastor Sip. The pastor of the blues, because, you know, I'm going to bring that good news everywhere I go.
Back in the old church, they would get together and sing an old congregational song. This is a song that I used to hear them sing back in the old church, Tim.
The message of gospel, it seems to me, is to love the Lord, love yourself, love your community. Blues is a very different message, it feels to me.
How do you see the two related, or maybe they're just complement?
For me, I think blues and gospel is first cousins. And in my eyesight, they do express the same thing. There's pain in gospel. You talk about the pain, then you talk about the Savior. In blues, you talk about the pain, and then you talk about whatever saves you from that pain. One is heavily Jesus God based, and the other one is just real, you know, everyday life based, right, you know, but it's the same stories for me, the same melody.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, can I get a witness? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, since I laid my burden down, can I get a witness? Since I laid, let me sit right here. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, can I get a witness? I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down.
You have been in biopics and TV shows. I mean, what did you do in the James Brown biopic?
I was James Brown's first guitar player, Les Bowie.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a cool scene for me to play by watching him and studying him. I think I have those same traits. Like, you know, I do a whole lot of things throughout the day, but at the end of the day, I am touching on music to either make it better, make it more comfortable, make it more presentable so that not me, but my audience can enjoy what I'm doing more.
You also were in a CMT series on Sun Records. Where did you fit in the Sun Records show?
I was a young B.B. King.
Let's lay one down for real.
When you left this morning, she had a change of heart.
Full circle, because when I was 6 years old, there was a commercial on TV. B.B. King was playing a Coke commercial. Man, I pointed to the TV and I told my dad, wow, like, who is that? And what, you know, he was like, that's the King of the Blues. And I was like, wow. I said, that's what I'm gonna do when I grow up, you know. And he became one of my favorite guitar players at that time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a short break.
And it just amazed me. I got a chance to meet him when I was 17.
Oh.
Got a chance to meet him again when I was 21. Then I got a chance to actually sit down with him, play with him in 2012.
Oh, he didn't get better than that.
Yeah, and he plays a big part in me being Mr. Sip today, because the last time I sat down with him, played with him in Jackson, Mississippi, he told me, young man, you got that thing. At that time, I didn't know what that thing was. But, you know,
that's quite a secular blessing from B.B.
King. Yeah, he said, you got that thing, and more than the church need to know about that thing you got. Shortly after that, I looked into, you know, blues opportunity and found this competition, man, in Vicksburg, Mississippi. You're talking about a 26-year professional musician that had toured the world at this point, about to go do a talent show in another genre, though.
Right.
Basically, when I started doing the blues, I started all the way back over from, like, you know. So I did a talent show November of 2012.
Okay.
And won first place. And that's how Mr. Sip started.
I have to say, I was looking at some of your many credits, and one of them, my favorite, I think, is National Mr. Sip Day in your hometown.
That's probably the highest accomplishment in my life that I've received so far.
Yeah, everyone needs to be a hero in their hometown.
Yeah, that topped the Grammy. For me to be able to grow up in the hometown and ride up and down that street and pass that street, and I'll be there, I'm quite sure, until the city crumbles.
Can I take you to Mississippi? Let's go. Whoa.
I'm feeling, feeling deep inside. Y'all, I can't explain it, but it feels right, right, right. It's the Mississippi blues taking control of me. Y'all, it's the Mississippi blues.
What frontiers do you see for yourself in music or life?
Well, at this point, I have to be honest. I've completed 4 bucket lists in my life, literally. There is nothing I could sit here and think about that I want to do other than just stay healthy and keep bringing joy to the world. I just want to take the ride for whatever I've done to place me here. Now is the time to kick back and take the ride, meaning I am not out here trying to be famous. I am not out here trying to be the number one blues artist, gospel artist, secular artist, none of that. I want to be the guy that everybody love and want to see.
Well, Mississippi, I've loved talking to you here on American Roots.
All right. Thank you for having me, man. And this was just a great time just here and chat with you.
Said it ain't nothing wrong with having a good time. Having a good old time. Said I got my drink in my hand and these blues on my mind. Oh! Said it ain't nothing wrong. We're having a good old time. It ain't nothing wrong. We're having a good old time.
With Mr. Sip at the Montana Folk Festival about this time last year. We won't let him go just yet because his gospel group, The True Believers, has a great sound too. Here's Mr. Sip recorded live a few years back at Prince of Peace Church in Blytheville, Arkansas, where they wowed the crowd, Mr. Sip and his True Believers, singing You're the Best Thing on American Roots.
Can I take y'all to Mississippi? Y'all want to go to Mississippi? Mississippi.
Thank you. been so good to me. So good to me.
Mr. Sip and the True Believers in a gospel mode on You're the Best Thing. And we'll be back with some deep down-home blues from now and then when American Roots returns.
I'm Jennifer Barr, a producer here at KAXE. One of the things I do is write public service announcements for our hosts to read on air. We love sharing information about all the things that happen throughout our region, things that make northern Minnesota a great place to live. From Bagley to Virginia, from Brainerd to Big Fork, we want to hear from you. Let us know about events happening in your community. Send us an email, psa@kaxc.org. Again, that's psa@kaxc.org. Send us info at least 2 weeks in advance of your event. Thanks for helping us build community in northern Minnesota.
On this July 4th, it's red, white, and especially blues here on American Roots with Muddy Waters coming up. First, we'll go to the Juke Joint with young Memphis guitarist Cedric Burnside for some hill country love. Cedric is the son of blues drummer Calvin Jackson and grandson of blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist R.L. Burnside. Cedric Burnside was raised in Holly Springs, Mississippi, in his grandfather's house, and by the age of 13 began to tour playing drums with his grandfather in R.L. Burnside's band. Here's Cedric now with his own band, on guitar to play Juke Joint on American Roots.
Here I go, about to walk through the door. I see people all over the floor. I can't blame them. The music's hot, you know.
I sure do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby
This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I have a hand on loving. Boy, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Look out. Won't come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling. I'ma have to leave your town. Sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been.
I got stones in my pathway, and my road seem dark at night. I got stones in my pathway, and my road seems dark at night. I have pains in my heart, they have taken my appetite. I have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. Have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. I got a woman that I'm loving, boy, but she don't mean a thing. My enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor Bobby Lane. And it's one thing certain, they have stones all in my face. Now you're trying to take my life and all my loving too. You laid the pathway for me. Now what are you trying to do? I'm crying, please, please let us be friends. Heavy howling in my pathway, rock. Please, oh, you don't let me in. I got three-legged truck on. Oh, please don't block my road. I got three-legged truck on. for they don't block my road. I've been feeling the shade by my right arm. Babe, I'm booked and I got to go.
Stones in My Passway, from the short-lived, long-recalled Robert Johnson of Mississippi, recording in Dallas, 1937. Stones in the Passway can refer to hoodoo used to jinx someone. While so much deep African-American musical and spiritual culture is embedded in the brilliant vocals and guitar in 29 songs recorded between 1936 and 37, much remains unknown about Robert Johnson, the circumstances of his death, where he's buried, and how he gained his virtuosic musical and vocal power. Before that, Muddy Waters, 1964 on Chess Records, singing his song, My Home is in the Delta. The album Folk Singer features Waters on acoustic guitar, backed by Willie Dixon, string bass, Clifton James drums, and still-living legend Buddy Guy on guitar. It was Muddy Waters' only all-acoustic album. The power of the blues is often used in pressing for liberation from racism and against mistreatment, and one of the greatest testimonies of such are the words of poet Langston Hughes, as sung by Nina Simone in 1967, Backlash Blues on American Roots.
Son to Vietnam. You give me second class houses and second class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blue. What do you think I got to lose? I'm gonna leave you with the backlash blues. You're the one who'll have the blues, not me. Just wait and see.
Thank you. This is Mavis Staples. From New Orleans, it's American Roots.
We'll hitch our hopes to a star, and with a little love in our hearts, we'll get over. We'll get over. Things in life we desire may seem a little hard to come by, but we'll get over. We'll get over. Disappointment won't be no hinder if we let love be our defender. We'll get over. We don't mind. Get over. Get on over. Chains and steel can't hold us down. It ain't nothing gonna turn us around. We'll get over. Get on over. Long as we feel in our hearts, nothing can tear this love apart. Get over. We'll get over.
not good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, from sea to shining.